Next case, please.
Next application is case 12,274. Bob's Brooks seeks variances from the front yard setback requirements for proposed structures, sections 115-42 and 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Barney Lane, approximately 952 feet south of Double Bridges Road. The 911 address is not available. The zoning district is GR. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 19, Parcel 342. Staff would note that specifically looking for a 7.9-foot variance for the front yard for a deck. We received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, no mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Thank you. Name and address for the record.
Yes, Andrew Goldberger, 1612 Park Grove Avenue, Catonsville, Maryland, 21228.
Thank you.
Bob Brooks, 24214 Zor Road, Georgetown, Delaware.
You both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes, sir.
And Ms. Cornwell, I did have one question.
Mm-hmm.
You can go ahead. I just want to make sure, because I think you just said it was for the deck. We don't need one for the steps. I know there's that curve there, so I just want to make sure that had been looked at and determined.
No, that complies.
Okay. Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please tell us what your request is and address the standards for us.
Well, what we're requesting is a variance for front setback to the property where there's a line drawn on our existing plot plans that show a cul-de-sac, which at present doesn't exist. The uniqueness of the property, it is an irregular shape and size. The existing property is bordered by Barney Lane, which is 30 feet wide right away on the east, and the parcel of number 134-19.00-344.00 on the north. There's a lagoon 40 foot wide that's on the west, and Miller's Creek is on the south. The property is located at the end of Barney Lane in the location of a proposed cul-de-sac that was not built. The cul-de-sac protrudes into the lot by the 15 feet. The property, approximately 63 feet in the front and 34.45 feet in the rear, as the southern property line is determined by the waterline of Miller's Creek. We cannot otherwise be developed. The development of the property under strict conformity of the zoning ordinance is burdened by the physical conditions beyond the control of the applicant. The parcel shape and size restrict construction of a typical house plan of similar character to others nearby. The applicant initially wished to purchase a mobile home, but the lot's depth and existing features did not allow for a plan that was suitable for them. This burden was not created by the applicant. The lot was created by a 1967 subdivision plan prepared by C. Kenneth Carter for what is known as the George C. and Gladys E. Moore subdivision. Due to the southern property line being Miller's Creek, the parcel narrows from front to back. The buildable width at the rear building restriction line is only 26.6 feet. This includes the reduced setbacks based on ordinance number 2557 for lots that are less than 10,000 square feet. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The request is to regain and only the required portion of the usable space pilfered by the cul-de-sac. Relief of 8 feet is being requested. The cul-de-sac encroaches by 15 feet as stated above. The adjacent property setback, 30 foot, would remain 7 feet closer to Barney Lane. I'd like to present to you just some pictures, as some just as an exhibit of what that surrounding area looks like over here. And the pictures that we're just exhibiting right now will actually show the lot itself and the narrowness of it and where the water lines are at. I'm also, in regards to the minimum variance, only the minimum relief, 8 feet, is being requested to provide adequate relief of the parcel. The applicant has selected a realistic house plan, which is 33.33 by 56 feet in size. That will not only provide for their needs, but stay in character with the adjacent parcels. And in my opinion, that's what's important with this piece of property here. The area at the front of the lot is the most suitable area for home construction, and the request would provide the necessary relief. And in that, in, to that, I would like to also produce exhibit for the character of the rest of the neighborhood of where those houses are setting. And this is in a wetland area. This will be, just for the board's information, this will be on pollens, and it will, the first floor height will be set at 7 foot above waterline.
Okay. And your request covers any additional stairs or decking or equipment such as HVAC?
That is included in that variance. In fact, that's precisely why we need the variances for the decking and the steps.
Very nicely presented.
Yes.
Are there questions from members of the board?
No, I have none.
Is this serviced by septic or sewer?
Public sewer.
Public sewer and well water.
Correct? And well water, yes. Well is already on the site, which of course is further restricting us somewhat. It's in the back of the corner.
Mm-hmm. Is that a blacktop driveway going in there?
No, it's just a dirt driveway. Okay, everything is just gravel dirt.
Okay, the house is going to be moved over closer to that.
Correct.
Okay. No other questions?
And I'll take that back, what Mr. Sharp asked. I was looking at the survey that was not scaled. The one that is scaled, the steps need a 5 foot variance.
Okay. So we'll add that to the request as well. And the applicant mentioned that. So.
Yes.
Correct.
On the side?
No, it's for the front.
So that's considered front?
Yeah, it was kind of tough to tell because it had that curvature there. So
okay. Right. Okay. That's what was very difficult to work with.
Okay. And I see it's within the 5 foot building restriction line on to the side.
So the deck's on the side?
Deck's on the front.
From the front and the side.
Front and side.
The side is not an issue. Yeah, right, it's just everything's into the, is okay. Encroaching into the front yard.
Okay.
Correct.
Yeah, the steps into the side are perfectly fine. They are well beyond, they're nowhere near the side yard setback line.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Sharp, do you have any other questions?
I do not, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And building has not started yet.
No.
Thank you. We appreciate that. It's always refreshing. Those are those who ask for permission and
after
those who don't.
Yeah.
Okay, is there anyone here in favor of this application? There are no hands to signify, or is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. I think we all can probably agree this is a difficult lot to build on.
I made the motion that we grant the variances for 12,274. They have met all five criteria for granting a variance.
Very well. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. So by roll call vote, Mr. Calloway.
Aye for the reason it's been stated.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye for those reasons stated.
Ms. McGee.
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for the reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, your case is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.